Hey guys, are you ready for something on your calendar that you actually are going to look forward to? Well, wait no longer, okay? We have our upcoming Reclaiming the Wild Men's Retreat, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to happen on April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. Now, we know a lot of you guys out there need to disconnect from that digital world that is pulling us down, and you need to spend some time with some like-minded brothers in Christ. This is where it's at. This retreat is all about faith, fellowship, and fun, with an emphasis on the fun. So here's what we're going to have here. We have skeet shooting, horseback riding, archery, hiking, fishing, scripture, cornhole, bonfires. Oh, man. We're going to have some amazing meals. We're going to be camping under the stars. And to cap it all off, we'll have a great church by the pond service that Sunday morning. It's going to be incredible. So you're going to have an opportunity to forge some really good friendships, reignite some passion that's been lost, and really lean in to become the man God intends you to be. So we have limited spots for this. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events. Okay. That's thelionwithin.us/events. And I don't want you to miss this opportunity to reclaim the wild within you, because today you have an opportunity to really lean in and have an experience of unforgettable growth, friendship, and don't forget the adventure. All right. Well, I can't wait to see you again. It's April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events and reserve your spot today. Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders God intends you to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. All right, boys, it's your spiritual kickoff for the week, and I hope you're excited to be here. I know I am. This is a verse that I love. It's one that should resonate with all you guys listening for sure. And it's in the book of 1 Corinthians. It's chapter 16. We're just going to look at one verse this week, verse 13. Usually 13 and 14 run together, and I'm going to talk about 14 a little bit, but 13 is the one I want you to think about this week. It's very simple. Be on the alert. Stand firm in the faith. Act like men. Be strong. That's the whole verse right there, guys. We're gonna break this one down. We're going to have some fun doing it together. So hopefully, if you're ready, let's jump into it. So first of all, we need to know, where is 1 Corinthians? So you need to go to your Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Then you get to Acts, then you get to Romans, and then you get to 1 and 2 Corinthians. There you go. So right after Romans, you'll find 1 Corinthians. If you get to 2 Corinthians, just back up one. It's very simple. There you go. So that's where we're going to be at. So this is the end, the very end. This is the last chapter. And this is talking to about a charge that men should adhere to in our daily walk. Okay. And we're going to break this down piece by piece, because I just think there's no better way to learn scripture than let's just look at it and let's see what it says. And let's see what the Spirit's going to reveal to us as we move together. So the first thing it says is, first, be on the alert. Okay. So as a Christian leader, you need to know what's going on. You do. You can't just bury your head in the sand, fellas, because that is not going to serve you well. Just because you don't know something doesn't excuse you from being responsible for it. You need to know your state of affairs and what's going on in your surroundings. Okay. And I'm talking about your local surroundings, but as well as your local government, politics, just in general. You need to understand, because there's so many things that are happening. They're going to impact you, okay? And if you're not ready for it, if you don't know what's coming, you're not going to be able to defend yourself or to be able to take that stance that you know you need to. So just think about it right like this, and the Bible talks about it here. If someone's going to break into your house in the middle of the night, and they're going to come tonight, if you knew right now that somebody's going to break in your house tonight, what would you do? What would you do? I know what I'd do. We'd be on the alert. I'd be ready. I think you guys would be too. And this should be our mindset, okay? It has to be our mindset. You need to be on the alert and stay committed to doing this. We have to, because if you're committed to being on the alert, you're going to be able to respond instead of react. And too many men, we're just reacting. We don't need to be reacting. We need to be responding. And that's responding is what? Being proactive. That's what it's all about, guys. Let's be proactive. Let's be ready. The only way you can be proactive, you got to be on the alert. Okay? Be on the alert, guys. Now, what is the second thing that Paul is calling out right here? stand firm in the faith. Stand firm in the faith. Now, that doesn't mean just when everything is going good or you're around other believers. Okay. This says stand firm in the faith. And we're talking about all the time, guys, all the time. Fair weather Christianity is not what we're called to do. That's not it. Anybody can go along with the flow and be with fellow believers and just reading the word when you're with fellow Christians. That's not it. But standing with Jesus is going to lead to persecution. It's going to. And if you're not feeling that persecution from time to time, or if you've never felt it, I got a question for you. Can the world tell the difference between you as a believer and a non-believer? Okay? Because if they can't, then that may be telling you how your walk is actually coming across to the world. Okay? Because to stand firm in something means that there's going to be resistance. There's going to be resistance, or else you wouldn't have to stand firm. You could just stand. No, it says stand firm. There's going to be resistance. And for many guys, this turns them away because they want a life of ease. They want the easy road. Hit that. Remember the commercial? I don't even remember what company it is. Had the easy button. Hit the easy button. One of those office commercials, one of those office supply stores. Jesus didn't say we'd have an easy button. There is no such thing. There's definitely a better button, though. It's better, a whole lot better, walking with him than it is without him. And you know what? You're going to have these seasons where we can take some rest and we're not going to be hammered on all the time. And look, when that happens, I totally get it. Let's glorify God in those moments. Serve and glorify him. But ultimately, we are called to stand firm. Whatever we're doing, stand firm in the faith. That means standing firm on the word of God. Guys, that needs to be driving you today. How often do you at work? Maybe you're at work right now. Maybe you're working out at the gym. Does anybody at that gym stop your workout for 5 seconds and look around? Does anybody at that gym know or have any reason to know that you're a believer? Now, if they don't, what are you going to do right now? What can you do right now to show the love of God to others and to stand firm in the faith? I know it's hard, guys. Sharing our faith with others can be intimidating, but that is what we're called to do. Stand firm. And though you're going to face persecution, maybe you just need to spot the next person you see in the gym. I'm sticking on this gym theme. Maybe you need to spot them, ask them if they need a spot, and then say, hey, I have something I'd love to share with you. And just share your faith. You don't have to share everything about the Bible, but just share. Yeah, man, I've had some things happen in my life lately, and I can't explain it. And I just wanted to share it with you. I met this guy. I read the Bible, and I've come to know Jesus, and I just like to talk to you about it. You don't have to make it this big deal, but you do need to stand firm in the faith. Now, what's the third thing that Paul calls us to? Act like men. Okay? Act like men. A lot of times you can go to the scripture as well. That's talking about protecting and providing, right? And presiding as well. But that doesn't mean, okay, we're just going to go along with the flow when things don't align to God's word. No. To be a man means to be bold. We have to be bold. And it takes courage to be a man in today's world. Look, I get it. It gets harder and harder and harder every day. You get the whole word toxic masculinity thrown around all the time. I'm going to tell you right now, take that word toxic out and put in the word healthy, because we do need healthy masculinity right now, particularly in the church, but in our homes, in our businesses, right? Careers, in our finances, in the way we steward, we need some healthy masculinity leading this. And that is men behaving like men. Okay. Now, when you look at churches, the reason so many churches have deferred to women and have so many women in leadership positions is why? Because the men have just backed away and the women have stepped up. And the only way we're going to flip that is men need to start flipping that and leaning in and taking those leadership roles and actually showing up and doing the work. Because it's not their responsibility to fulfill that. Now, is there roles for women in churches? Absolutely. Don't mistwist what I'm saying. What I'm ultimately saying is we need more men in these churches standing up, leaning in, and doing the work God's called them to do. And not just in the church, but mainly at home and at work, in the world, because the church is the people. So guess what? It ain't a building. So if you're out in the world and you're a believer, you are the church. You are. And if you have a son at home, it's your job to teach him how to be a man. Look, I've recently been blessed. If you've listened to the podcast for a while, you know I have three daughters and I have a son. My son, right at the time of this recording, he just turned 2 months. And my wife, I love her more than anything. Jesus is number one, and then it's her. She's right below Jesus, okay? There's one thing that she cannot do. She cannot teach my son how to be a man. Now, here's something I can't do. I cannot teach my daughters how to be a woman, okay? I can show them what to look for in a man, but so far as teaching them the truth how to be a woman, I can't do it. And she is not qualified to teach my son how to be a man. And we both recognize that. And it's not fair for me to ask her to teach him to be a man. It's not fair for me to ask her to teach my girls how for her to ask me how to teach the girls how to be a woman. It makes no sense. So we need to step up and do what we're called to do, act like men, and let's start acting like men at home and teaching our young men how to be men and showing our daughters what it looks like to be a Christian man. And you can start that very easily by loving your wife. That's it. Loving her. Now, be strong. So we talked about be on alert, stand firm in the faith, act like men. And the last thing Paul points to is being strong. Now, does this mean that you should be able to bench 300 pounds? No. That you can, touchdown. Hallelujah. You know, you're on a killer workout program. Maybe share that with us. We'll put that out there for the line within us. But seriously, to me, right, it points to the trials in life that are going to come. Okay. It's going to come. You're either in a trial, coming out of one, or getting ready to go into one. That's the three. That's it. So this is not for the faint of heart here, guys. This is not for the faint of heart. You know, if you read this, this, and you're just trying to take as a physical attribute, you're totally missing the point. You're totally missing the point. But you do need to take care of yourselves to prepare for the battle that you're going to face. You're going to face the battles. And if you're going to face it, you better be strong. You better be strong. And no one's going to take that responsibility and build up your strength for you. You have to do that on your own. So be on the alert. Stand firm in the faith. Act like men. Be strong. The last verse, you know, I never read this verse without reading the next verse. It actually says, let all that you do be done in love. That's verse 14. Love. Love's what it's all about, fellas. Right. And that's what Jesus showed us firsthand. And love, when I talk about this and when I try to teach this, make sure people that I'm very clear on this. This is not feely stuff, man. Love is an action. It's a verb. And that's the greatest way we can show true masculinity to others is by showing love. That means doing the things that are hard, boys. You have to. But rest assured, that's what we're called to do as men. We have to do that. We have to lean into it. We need to look for those opportunities that God gives us to do the hard things, to share the love of God with others, and that's going to draw more and more to Him. You want to make an impact in your church? Find ways to connect with men outside of just a pew sitter and singing some songs. You need to find stuff to do, actually serve together, sweat, work out. Talk about real issues. Talk about the stuff that we talk about here. Talk about pornography. Talk about abortion. Talk about money and how to be a better steward. Talk about how to be a better dad and how you're a workaholic. All those things. Lean into those types of topics and talk about that, and not just talk about it. Go to God's Word and let God's Word guide you and have real impactful discussions that way. And then get out and serve others and it's do this thing called life together with other believers. And at the same time, sharing that love with others to bring them into the church and to be the hands and feet of Jesus. So guys, be on the alert. Stand firm in the faith. Act like men. Be strong. Do all that as you unleash the lion within. That's what it's about, fellas. That's what it's about. So the question that I want you to think about this week, okay, because we're going to be talking to a guy about marriage and how he was thought what masculinity would look like in his marriage, and ultimately how sexual sin robbed him of so many things in his marriage. And I went back to the fruit of the Spirit, and I was praying through this. Question I want you to think about, what does faithfulness look like in your marriage? Because we're going to act like men, we're going to be strong, all that stuff. Well, it starts with having a godly marriage. So what does faithfulness look like in your marriage? Because that is a fruit of the Spirit, guys. We need to remember that. So you know, every week for a spiritual kickoff, we're going to take just a brief minute here. Just if you've never accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you've listened to this thing, to this little podcast, and you're like, you know what? I want to know more. I would just encourage you right now. Email me, support@thelionwithin.us. I'll jump on a one-on-one call with you, and I will share the gospel. But as an overview, I need you to know a couple things, that we are all sinners. And a sin is anything that separates you from God. And we all have sinned. We all fall short of the glory of God. You need to admit that. You need to understand that you're not a cupcake, you're not a snowflake, you're not a Skittle, you're a sinner in need of a Savior. That's the bottom line. You got to get that first. That's got to come in that head first. You need to understand that your kindergarten teacher is wrong. No, you are a sinner. And there's only one way. You got to have a Savior. You can't nice your way out of this thing, boys. You can't just be a good guy, help old ladies cross the road, change flat tires for people who are stuck, you know. Buy groceries or cut grass. None of that. Now, while all those things are good, they're important, they're not going to earn your salvation. You cannot earn your salvation. So you have to admit that you're a sinner. Then you need to believe that this guy we talk about, Jesus, he is the Son of God. He came on a rescue mission. His rescue mission was for you. If you're listening to this, Jesus came and died for you. He came and died for me. He came and died for you. He came and died for the whole world. It doesn't say God sent his own son so that one person, no, the whole world. He so loved the world that he sent his son. And if you believe in him, you have eternal life. Guys, you have to believe with all your heart that Jesus is God. He is it. There is no other way to heaven except through him. So he died on the cross. He paid the penalty for our sins. 3 days later, he rose. Now he sits at the right hand of the Father, and there's no other way to heaven except through him. That's it, guys, that you have to believe in Jesus. Then you have to confess him as Lord. And I'm not talking about just confessing him as, you know what, I just don't want to go to hell. No, you got to confess him as Lord of your life. And once you confess him as Lord and give him everything, he's going to send you the Holy Spirit. I like to call that the lion within. We have that within us right now. And at that point, you'll be walking with him and you're going to be convicted. The Spirit's going to show you the path you should take. You're going to have, like we talked about today, be able to be on alert, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong. You let everything you do be done in love because you have the Holy Spirit guiding you, guys. And that is what it's all about. So if you just accepted Christ as your Savior, welcome to the team. Welcome to the team. And I'm not going to tell you it's going to get easy. In fact, it's probably going to get a little harder. And that's why I want to help you. So send me an email, support@thelionwithin.us. I'm going to send you some resources. I want to jump on a phone call with you. I just want to put an arm around you and just give you a virtual hug. Say, hey, we love you. Here for you. Now get ready for the battle. I'm going to show you what armor you need to put on. Yes, we have armor, guys. And I'm also show you what your offensive weapon is. So if you want to know more about the armor and the offensive weapon, send me an email, support@thelionwithin.us. All right, fellas, we get after it this week. Join the community. I don't know how much more I can talk about it, but the community is where it's happening. I'm telling you, every week we have guys growing closer together. We have guys leaning in. We have guys supporting each other. We have events. Every day we go live doing daily scripture. So if you have trouble reading the Bible, I'll do it for you. Every day I go live, read scripture, share God's word, and share just what it means to me. And we have guys jump on that every day and just be part of that. Then we have our lion lunches where we just get together and have lunch together and literally talk about anything in the world. We have Bible study, a couple of them happening every week. So you can find a Bible study that works for you and your schedule. We have a forum with all different types of topics that guys are just, they're just sharing all the time. The community is incredible. It's not one of these where you get in and you try to go there for good, you know, I'm going here for good help, like Facebook. Maybe you want to go to Facebook, you can go to a Facebook group. Then next thing you know, or Instagram, next thing you know, things are popping up in your feed that you shouldn't be looking at. That does not happen in our community. If it's in our feed, it is one, it's wholesome. It's from fellow believers, and it's talking about things that's going to help us grow as Christian men. That's it. There's no other distractions, guys. Because if distractions get in there, you know what we're going to do? We're going to get them out because we are able to control that environment because we want that environment to be a place where guys can grow together. So, guys, if this sounds great, you know, we have our Ask Me Anything where we have guests from the show come in, and you can hop on a call with them and literally ask them questions that I know you have. So all this, all of it is within our community. Connect with me on a regular basis. Guys, I'm in the community every day, helping, answering questions, connecting guys, connecting businesses and ideas together. Guys, that's what it's all about. So the only way you can do it is be in a community. So to lionwithin.us, join our community. It's a 30-day free trial. Check it out. There's nothing to lose. If you don't like it, bounce out. Seriously. But you have nothing to lose. Jump into the community at thelionwithin.us. Start your free trial. Come to an event or two. See if it serves you well. And if it does, I pray you continue to just be part of us as we move forward to help you be the leader God intends you to be. So guys, get after it. Come back on Wednesday. You're going to really like this conversation on Wednesday. This guest has got a powerful story. I know it's going to make an impact. If you've ever struggled with sexual sin, and any kind, particularly within your marriage, though, this is going to serve you well. It's going to give you some hope. It's going to give you some encouragement. It's going to give you some ideas to how you can overcome or hedge that off in the future so it does not have to be a part of your walk. Because Satan wants your marriage to fail. I, and the Lion Within Us, and the Holy Spirit, primarily, he's the driver. He wants your marriage to flourish. That's why we talk about these things. So there you go. Be on the alert. Stand firm in the faith. Act like men. Be strong. I'll see you guys the next episode. Don't forget to unleash the lion within. What if you could connect with other Christian men, grow in your faith, have resources to help you be the leader God intends you to be, have live events where you can ask questions and get in the moment answers, and be connected to guys 24/7 when you need them the most? Does it sound too good to be true? Well, it's not. That is what we've built within the Lion Within Us community. I'm telling you guys, this is an unbelievable opportunity. Jump in. Check us out. We have weekly events that are happening all the time. We have lion lunches. We have our Bible study. We have boot camps that are happening. We have Ask Me Anything events every month where you get a chance to ask questions directly from guests from the show. Guys, it's access that you cannot get anywhere else. This community is growing. It's getting bigger and bigger, and it's growing closer together as it grows as well. It's amazing to see how these guys lean in, support, serve, love, encourage, challenge each other on a daily basis. So guys, if you want a chance just to check it out, hop over to thelionwithin.us. Get a 30-day free trial. Just see what it's like, and you may find what you've been looking for, that encouragement, that support, that brotherhood is right here at the click of your finger. I'll see you inside the den. We're thrilled to announce that we now have 7 powerful devotionals available on YouVersion's Bible app. For those not in the know, YouVersion is the top Bible app in the world, and we're honored to be on this incredible platform. Our devotionals dive deep into the pillars that define the lion within us: health, wealth, and self. So whether you're seeking spiritual growth, financial wisdom, or personal development, these devotionals are tailor-made for you. So ready to embark on this transformative journey and unleash the lion within you? Head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion to access our devotions on the YouVersion app. Join thousands of like-minded individuals and dive into the Word with us. That's thelionwithin.us/YouVersion. That's YouVersion. And let's grow together and become the leaders God intends us to be.